ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer. And we have a lot of great efforts to talk about in last night's game, and I'm sure we'll get to them throughout the week. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Jay Cutler, Kyle Fuller. I am going to talk about Kyle, but it's going to be Kyle Long. And I want to show you him as an offensive lineman and how powerful he can be, not only at the point of attack, but away from the point of attack, downfield, and in pass protection. In upcoming games, it's going to be a very confused line of scrimmage, and you're going to need a clear-thinking offensive lineman like they all are, but he's going to have multiple tasks. Let's take a look at this from the sideline view. You're going to see Jermon Bushrod pull out. You're going to see Jay flip Matt the ball. They turn it upfield. Look at Alshon Jeffrey getting a great block. Matt Forte turns it upfield, gets to the first down marker. But I'm going to show you this play from the end zone shot because the difficulty of the block by Kyle Long at the right guard position, he has to block Patrick Willis, one of the best linebackers in the NFL, and this is the point of attack. So watch the route that Kyle Long's going to take to get his job done. I'm going to put this play in motion. You remember Jermon pushing over here with Matt Forte. Now look at this effort. Watch Kyle Long. He comes down the line, gets to Patrick Willis. Key here, he gets his helmet in front of the linebacker, and then he's able to power around, keep in perfect position. Look at this guy. From this right guard position, turns his body and creates that lane. Patrick Willis is never a factor in this play, but it's a heck of an effort by Kyle Long. Again, fast forward in the game, we're going to talk about pass protection here. Again, I want to take a look at the sideline view so you get a shot of all 22. And you look at their assignments, pass protection, good snap by Brian De La Puente at center. Jay gets the ball in his hands, straight drop back, identifies the receiver. And this is the replay to Martellus Bennett where they said it wasn't a catch. I don't believe it. But I'm going to here to talk about the protection. Now I want to go to the end zone shot because that's where you really get a look at the obligation and the jobs of Kyle Long here. He's got three jobs. As soon as you see that linebacker walk up with the same heels of the defensive lineman, he is Kyle's guy. So Kyle, he's a linebacker. He doesn't know if he's coming or just trying to pull his chain. So let's watch Kyle here. The snap of the ball, the first thing he does is help the block of Brian De La Puente. Make sure even though this defensive lineman is charging his snapping hand, he just extends his hand, gives him a little pressure. Now look at the linebacker. He's not rushing. He's got Matt Forte. You look at Kyle helping out that center position, and then watch this. As he helps the center position, now he focuses back to Jordan Mills, the tackle. He understands he's got a solid, secure block. No reason for him to leave Brian De La Puente. This is multitasking right here. Three jobs in once. Again, I'm going to fast forward because I want to show you one more developing aspect of Kyle Long and Jordan Mills as pass protectors together. Okay, moving forward in the game, we're going to take a look at the sideline view like always. It's nice to get a shot of the full 22, see everybody's responsibilities in what the protection is. We're going to put this play in motion. Jay calls for the ball from Brian De La Puente. Now you've got Jordan Mills and Kyle Long working here on the right side. We'll see this play work. Jay takes off, and he's going to scramble for 25 yards. Big run for Jay, big play. But let's look at the end zone shot and see why it happens. Look at Kyle Long right here. Jordan Mills. He's going to have a guy in his gap. So now you have to make sure that you protect your outside and you can't give an alleyway to Jay. But also, if they run any kind of stunt, you got to be able to work together with your offensive tackle. Let's check it out between Kyle and Jordan Mills, two young, bright offensive linemen. Kyle's going to be strong to his outside. Boom. Two hands on the defensive lineman. Jordan, he understands that he's involved in a stunt. As soon as he backpedals, he gets right in tight with Kyle Long. They stop the penetration of the defensive tackle, hands him off to Jordan, and then watch as this defensive end comes around, and Kyle crushes him. So as we watch this play and we see the result of a nice protection over here, all the guys are doing a good job. And then you see Jay scramble upfield. That's a great effort by Jay and all the players. Hey, thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook. Let's see what happens next week.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook.